Hey, it's Greg. Thanks for checking out Toronto Today. Really appreciate it. It's the second last day of September, and we got new data about people coming in, people coming out of all the Canadian provinces. People are leaving Ontario. We're not going to lose population, but we're losing a specific population. What if there's a brain drain that ends up factoring in later on? You hear that phrase and it gets concerning. But lots of people are leaving Ontario and lots of young people are leaving Ontario. Is that a housing issue, affordability issue? What is it? So let's talk about it on Toronto Today. Lots of people are leaving Ontario. Lots of people are getting out of Ontario, more so percentage-wise, and moving to other provinces. Not just moving to other countries. In the last 12 months, the immigration movement of people out of Ontario alone, is about 128,000. People coming to Ontario is about 78,000. Now, that might not seem like much. We're a province of 15 plus million people. Losing 50,000 people shouldn't be that necessarily significant. But I think there's two things and two questions that people would have about it. Why is it happening? Why is the grass greener on the other side? Have you ever looked around and thought about that with your job, with your neighborhood, with a boyfriend, a girlfriend? Of course we have. And we're like, am I better off staying or better off going? You can get out a yellow notepad. You can write pros and cons down. You can play it out in your head. You either stay or you go. It's the Clash song. Should I stay? Should I go? And Ontarians are going. And I think that's not, not terribly insignificant. Who's coming to Ontario? Well, that's broken down, and we often have Dr. Mike Moffitt on the show, who loves this stuff, and he's great at breaking it down from the Ivy Business School in London. And here's the numbers. 78,000 people are non-permanent residents. Okay, that's our net non-permanent residents. How many people are emigrating to Ontario? About 50,000 in the second quarter of this year. So the April, May, and June of this particular year. How many are coming from other provinces? Well, 28,000. Okay, that's interesting. And 36,000 people are being born. By the way, that's been pretty much flatline. I know you've been hearing, less people are having babies, and people were saying, is there going to be a baby boom during COVID? It's basically flatline, but they're nowhere near the numbers that they were 10, 15 years ago. And the debate among many is, what makes for a healthier province? Do we need more people in a province of Ontario? We choke the highways with our cars, okay? We're really busy and competitive for spots in universities and grad schools. So do we need more Ontarians? And where is the level by which we open our doors? And I'd say this would be across Canada to people who need to come here to live because it's safer than where they are. We have taken in a large amount of asylum claimants and people affected by, strife in their countries. Clearly, we took in people affected by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That's a big factor, by the way, in the number of immigrants in the second quarter of 22, 118,000 across the country. And that's the highest in any second quarter since they've kept records on this. That's the highest in any second quarter. And again, I always say this, there's not much more you can say in a backyard setting or a dinner party setting than pronouncing, if you will, I've got some thoughts on immigration to this country, because people will be worried about what you'll say. But if you database it and you use practicality and you use mathematics, you do wonder, does it get to a tipping point where too many is literally that, too many? And do you get to the point where you say, is population growth going to be what drives, is immigration rather going to be the biggest source of population growth? And are people also leaving Ontario, not just because it's too expensive? You've heard campaigns on this radio station for the province of Alberta. They say, come to Alberta. You can live your life. You can buy cheaper real estate. Your commute is shorter to go to work. And that hits with people. That hits with people. How could it not? And there's many jobs in which you can be highly transferable. And and I know, when you're younger and you're single especially, and you have no kids especially, you're free as a bird. You can go where you want. Would I have picked up and moved from London, Ontario to Detroit, Michigan at
you know, 5 years ago with, at that point, I would have had an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old and told my wife, hey, pack the bags, we're moving to the to another country. No, it's a, probably not. Maybe not. It's a lot easier to do when you're 27, 28 years old. So I'd love to see data as to how many of these are younger professionals saying, Ontario, I drive a GTA, I drive an hour to work, it's really expensive, I can't afford to rent, I can't afford to buy, I'm out. Because we can't be having that. We can't be having that turn into quarter after quarter after quarter of losing our best people and bringing in people that we hope can contribute to the economy, and many can, and many do, but there's going to be a flatline effect. It's going to be a bit of a reverb effect with immigration and how it affects our economy. Of course there is. Hey, listen, if you were moving to another country, you'd love it. You'd love it if another government would help you get set up. But you'd know, and I think most people, the vast, vast majority of people that come here know, I got to hustle. And they do. I got to make this work on my own. And they will. Those are big factors right there. You may have seen this projection made by Stats Canada that came out earlier this month, that by 2041, half of the Canadian population will be made up of immigrants and their Canadian-born children. And I got no problem with that whatsoever. None. I love where I live, and I love that I live in a diverse community. You can, because at the end of the day, you're going to pick your friends. You're going to pick the people you want to hang out with. You're going to pick the people that you go on trips with. You're going to pick the people that you go play golf and tennis with, or go for walks with, or whatever. And I love that there's more choice in terms of who we do that with than ever before. Than ever before. We shouldn't be uncomfortable about these conversations. Stats Canada says immigration is projected to remain the main driver of population growth over the coming decades, continuing a trend that began in the early 1990s. Look, there's two things happening. We've got a housing crunch, a housing crisis, in essence, in the GTA. It's expensive, and there aren't enough, even if you could afford it, to live where you want to live, commute how you want to commute, and spend your leisure time in terms of in real estate investment that there used to be. We don't have that anymore. We have to, do we want to be competitive or not? We want to play games with ourselves, or do we want to be competitive? So Canada aims to bring in highly qualified immigrants who are specialized in certain areas. How many stories have you heard? We have engineers. Well, there's too much red tape. They can't be engineers yet. Doctors. Oh, well, there's too much red tape. They're driving a taxi right now. Nurses. Well, she's working at Walmart, but she's able to be a nurse in many other countries around the world. We've got to get that done and get that straightened out. That's an ongoing challenge. I get it. But we've got to do a lot better at what we're doing in that context. I do notice people leaving, packing up and going, because they are. Does that change next quarter? Probably not. The quarter after that? Probably not. But we better ask more important questions about why it's happening. Why are we shrinking as a population, and other provinces are bringing people in? It can't just be about real estate. It can't just be about cost.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.